Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Smith, a guy that we both have worked with, great guy, great announcer, has been everywhere, did Bellator, did the UFC, did the WWE also, and he, on his show, he had a little bit of a heat going towards Ronda Rousey. Did you happen to hear it?
I did hear it, but you know what, though? Because a lot of these people probably didn't hear it, but George's going to go ahead and play it right now. Keto George on the mic. Let's go, buddy. Give us what Jimmy Smith had to say about Ronda Rousey and her new book.
I've never been a religious person.
It sounds like Jimmy.
Right? One of the things I've always said about God, he gets all the credit, none of the blame. That's what Ronda Rousey wants. All the credit, none of the blame. I want credit for all my wins. My losses, I had CTE, and I had this, and I had that. I'm the greatest to ever do it. But when it didn't work, it was so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so, and never me. She never gives credit to the people who actually beat her. The idea that I left MMA and went to the WWE because I had concussion problems makes no sense. If you haven't noticed, KB, I don't talk a lot out of school, right? I don't talk about things behind the scenes, right? Do I, KB? Talk about things behind the scenes, nope. WWE, behind the scenes UFC? I don't do that, right?
Correct.
I have a personal rule. Let me let you in on something. Rhonda, if you are listening. The people behind the scenes, camera people, audio people, the people you can push around and the people you can bully and the people you can talk down to can't stand your fucking ass. Oof. Everybody behind the scenes that had to put a mic on Ronda Rousey couldn't stand her. I said, why? They said she was a bitch to us from the moment she sat down to the moment she got up.
I said enough.
I said enough right there. Well, go ahead. I'll let you spark this off.
Look, I've only seen the good side of Ronda Rousey, so I can't speak on that side of it. I haven't worked behind a camera to talk to her. I haven't, shared the same locker rooms with her or whatever. I haven't done any of that stuff in terms of, you know, we've been on the same cards together, but we were obviously in different locker rooms. So, outside of all of that, anytime I've ever done any type of appearances with her, she was always sweet to everyone that I ever saw her around. She was always really sweet to me. I don't have anything negative to say about her whatsoever. I will point out the fact that he is 100% right when it comes to you can't take all the publicity when it's positive and blame it all on somebody else when it's negative. It doesn't work that way. You got to take the ups and the downs as it goes. That's part of the sport. That's part of the game. It's not just fighting. That goes for every sport. But look, athletes have a tendency to do shit like that.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
How many excuses have you heard over fighters with fights or, you know, be it football players or be it basketball players or just athletes not being honest in that maybe they're honest with themselves and behind closed doors, but not being honest in a public arena about
Give you an example that just happened the other night. Okay. I'm friends with a couple of guys that play for the Denver Nuggets. LeBron James is playing the Denver Nuggets right now. I think they're down 0-3 in the playoffs to the Nuggets. Maybe it's 3-1 now. Anyways, bottom line is, when was the last time you heard LeBron get into a post press conference and say, we're just talking about basketball. It's not that big of a deal. No. Don't say that you're the GOAT and you're the greatest. And he said that he's the best player ever. Don't say all those things. And then when it's now you're not winning, it's just basketball. No, it's not just basketball. Okay. I thought you were the greatest. I thought you were the GOAT. Like, that's kind of the position that Ronda's putting herself in with comments like that. But look, let's also not forget we fighters, athletes, people in general, they tell themselves stories in their heads over a certain period of time, and they start to believe that it's true. Like, I'm sure she had some problems. I'm sure, but we all did. We all had a lot. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I fought with serious injuries that I probably shouldn't have been fighting, but I needed the money. Okay. And not just me. I know tons of fighters, AK, that did it. You know, they knew like, hey, I can also go there. I know I can beat this guy. I'm going to take this fight. I'm going to get this win. And then medically their UFC will cover it, or, you know, Strikeforce will cover it. They did it all the time. just got to get through the fight so I can get the surgery that I need. My shoulder's jacked up. My neck's messed up. My ankle's messed up. My knee, all of those things. I know guys that fought with torn ACLs just so they could have the knee surgery afterwards. Majority of them won. We can't go backwards now and say, hey, you know that like, oh, well, because of this, because of that. No, give those fighters their due. That's it. That's all you can do.
That's it.
One thing I've always respected about Miesha Tate, she's given almost every fighter that I've heard, she's always given them their due. She was just better than me that night. I felt like I was better than her, but it was her night. It doesn't matter. No matter how much she hated Ronda Rousey, she always said, man, Ronda came with a game plan. She had me. She just beat me that night. She was better than me that night. I've never heard her speak negative about people that have beaten her. It's time for other fighters to do the same thing. Ronda, that's your position now. You've got to do that. Time's passed. None of us are under this grand illusion that you're going to come back. Then why not? Why not just say, look, you know what? Time's passed now. They were better than me that night. They beat me. That's it. Go ahead, John.
I've known Ronda for a long time. I did Ronda's first pro fight. I did her last pro win. And I did fights in between. But, you know, I've known Ronda under certain circumstances, and most of those were pretty good for her, let's just be honest. And, when you're winning, things are going good. What, you know, the whole thing with Jimmy and what he's saying as far as, you know, cameramen and things like that, many times, and Josh, you know this is true, especially when you're her, she was doing media and things far beyond what people realize as far as, you know, the amount that she had to do, because that was selling tickets and that was pushing the UFC, and she was great for the UFC and the UFC was great to her. But you don't want to be at all those. You don't want to be that person that's, you know, always, you know, having to answer the same fucking question over and over and over and over again. It gets monotonous. It gets, you know, and when you're hungry because you're starving yourself because you're trying to make weight and all those things, I'm sure that she had some times where she may not have been, you know, the nicest person to the cameraman or the person putting the
mic
on.
That's no fault of the cameraman or the person putting the mic on him. Like I said, I've never experienced her being that way, but I'm simply saying that's no excuse. I can't sit up here and make excuses for her. That's just not what I'm going to do. So if those people don't like her,
I'm not saying it's an excuse, but it's a reality. It's a reality that you're running into that person at times when no one's going to be in a good mood. You know,
I think it was Muhammad Ali, John, that said this quote, like, if I see someone, the way that they treat the waitress or the waiter lets me know how they're going to treat me if I was in that same position. And I don't know if you've ever seen me walk around in the back before fights, especially in California. I mean, I know I had it out with the California Commission, but those aren't the people I was talking to. The people that work for the commission that are at the fights, they all seem to love me. You want to know why? Because I knew that they were just good.
Yeah,
people.
I know why. Because I tell them.
John,
I tell
you hated
them,
me during that time.
Look, Josh Thompson is a little bit disabled.
Yeah.
Okay, be nice to him. Okay, and so they all said, "Yeah, John, we'll be nice to him." I said, like, "Trust me. In the end, you're helping the handicapped."
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
There might be some truth to that.
Look, I always say, treat people the way you want to be treated. And if Ronda didn't do that, then that's on her. But, you know, the whole thing that he's putting out here, that everyone hated her, no, everyone didn't hate her. Let's just be honest about that. When it comes to the losses, you lost. You got beat by someone that was better than you that night. That's all there is to it. You can sit there and say it was, you know, oh, I had concussions and things like that. A lot of fighters have had concussions. Most fighters have had concussions. And on that night in Australia, Holly Holm was the better fighter. She had a better game plan. She executed things much better. She had you swinging it at the wind and running into the cage at times. She had you turning around to the point where she was able to elevate and kick, give you a head kick that knocked you out. You were hurt at that point anyways. But these are things that happen when someone gets the better of you and is a better fighter that night. And the same thing happened, you know, Amanda Nunes. Amanda was the better fighter. You know, she was just better. Let's just be honest. And, you know, that That happens. And there's always that changing of the guard. And it should be that you have enough respect for them and their skills to say, you got the best of me. On another night, maybe I can change that around. But you got the best of me. And that's, but a lot of people have a hard time, you know, losing, because winning is something that is so important to them that the thought of the loss is like a death.
Well, I've found that a lot of people that have been Olympic athletes, that's all they've lived and breathed their whole life, you know, from a young age. I'm sure she was, I don't know how old she was when she started training judo, but I mean, that's all that she probably was ingrained to believe. It was like, look, there's no reason for me to lose. I've got to go. I've got to win.
Well, her mother used to say, you know, they don't have the right to beat you. You know, and you look and you go, okay. You know, well, if that's something you hear mm-hmm. over and over, well, they don't have the right to beat me. Okay.
But
I'm not saying it's not a bad term, but it's not something that in the end is going to do you
learning well. To take responsibility for your own actions, your own losses. And that's the one thing about combat sports,
yeah.
John, that you have no one else to blame but yourself.
But people do.
I have all the time. How they can.
Come on, Josh. How many of you heard put it on other people? Be it the referee did this wrong to him when you look and you go, no, they didn't. Or be it that the corner man didn't do the right thing for me, or the athletic commission inspector bothered me, or whatever. They put it off on something.
I can look at Ronda's her losses against Holly and Amanda. She was never in those fights. No. So not to say anything otherwise would be absurd. Would just be absurd. Like, yeah. she was never in the Holly Holm fight. She got beat from fence post to fence post.
Pillar to post,
whatever the hell you want to call it. I knew it was some stupid saying like that. Yeah. Okay.
It's a great saying.
Okay? And then the same thing with Amanda Nunes. She just wasn't, it didn't even seem like she was in that fight mentally at all. At least with the Holly fight.
I will agree with you on that. If you're going to look and say, look, she just didn't even look right in that fight.
She didn't seem like she was right leading up to the fight either. All the interviews, all the other stuff she did just seemed way off.
They didn't. And she didn't do a lot, if you recall.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that was the thing. She didn't do a lot. And the UFC was marketing it. And really, Amanda was the one, if you're going to say you could be upset, she was the champ. And she was second fiddle in the marketing of that fight. You know, and I understand, look, they're trying to sell tickets and pay-per-views, and Ronda was the bigger name in people's eyes at that time. I understand it. But everything that was going on, she didn't do media. She did a lot of media in the Holly Holmes. And, you know, if you recall, do you recall the whole, the weigh-in for her with Holly Holm?
The pushing and the fist in the face.
Yep. And all that stuff. It was like, ooh.
It was a little bit of that Joanna Jędrzejczyk and Rose Namajunas. Remember that? It's very similar. Yeah. A little bit of, I'm unbeatable. I can do this. I can do that. That kind of feeling, right? And it backfires. But I've seen countless times, like, fighters try to blame other people, whether it's the corners, whether it's the refs, whether just all injuries in the camp that no one knew about till, of course, afterwards, all of those things. But so much time has been removed, and the fact that she's never in those fights, either one of those fights, you just got to chalk it up to, look, those were better fighters than me that night. And I'm going to go on to say, like, all the things that Jimmy said towards the end. Like, Jimmy, obviously, I don't think he's just talking. He's not just talking about, look, when I was with the UFC and she was there. No, he's talking about the WWE stuff as well. All the people that I have worked with. But look, crews are different. The people at the UFC probably that worked with her were probably a little bit more on edge, like in terms of, like, they knew that it was Ronda Rousey. People at the WWE, they probably don't care. They're like, someone's going to come in, big shot, big wig, whatever, and you're going to be here for a while, and then you're going to go. That's it. Like, this is all your. I don't want to say gimmick, but this is another step in, step out. You're as fast as possible. Like, they probably don't want to be down talked because, look, we all know that the WWE is like a traveling circus. It's the same people that go and go and go, and they've seen top level people come and go just by pissing off Vince and by, you know, rubbing the wrong tails with, you know, Paul Heyman and those guys. Like, they've seen it. They've seen it happen. So look, let's not get too caught up in trying to be this person with this, hanging out with this person, if they're going to treat us like shit. And I'm sure the word got out. So Jimmy's maybe speaking off the cusp of just knowing what people have said about him. That kind of stuff, though, kind of rubs me wrong. Like, just keep it to yourself, bud. I love Jimmy, man. Jimmy's a great guy. I do a show all the time as much as possible. But, man, like, I almost feel like that's a little bit like kicking her when she's down, you know?
I always look at it, you know, it's, how many things have we talked about where you know the truth and I know the truth and we've seen what that person has done, but we don't say anything about it because, look, I'm not here to be the person to lay them out. There always seems to be something that comes up that makes it to be, oh, I'm going to do this. I don't know what it was with Jimmy, but I would normally say, hey, just because you know something doesn't mean everybody else needs to know something.
Yeah, there had to have been something between the two of them in terms of rubbing the wrong way, or, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, it could be anything. Sometimes people just have a bad day and go, you know what? I know something, and I'm going to say it. And I'm getting a little irritated. But, look, Jimmy's a good dude. Yeah.
He's a great dude. I love Jimmy.
You know, and Rhonda, she's always been a sweetheart to me, and I don't have anything bad to say about her, other than the fact that, like, I think in this situation, she needs to take responsibility for the fact that, hey, you lost, give those two fighters their due, and move on with our lives. Yeah. We're so far removed.
But let's be honest. The last time that she fought was, like, 2017, 2016?
Yeah, sometime around there.
2016? Right. It was right, I believe, near, you know, Christmas time, so we'll say 2016, last time she fought. Josh, we're talking fucking 8 years ago. I mean, it's like, really? Who cares? You know, Rhonda did a shit ton to promote and bring forth women's MMA into the mainstream. She did her job. She did something that has helped how many women now, you know, make big money, be in a position where they, you know, have, you know, a great career and have finances in the bank and can, you know, leave the sport a la an Amanda Nunes, who, you know, I'm not saying she wasn't fighting back when, you know, she came in when Rhonda was in Strikeforce, you know, and the UFC picked up Amanda the same time they picked up Misha and Rhonda and all of them from Strikeforce. But let's be honest, you know, she did a ton for women's MMA because she brought eyeballs to the sport.
Agreed.